Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2564, Our Retirement Expenses. Where Does the Money Go? Part 1 by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Merry Christmas if you're celebrating. I have a bit of a longer post today, so I'm going to split the article up, reading the first part today and finishing the rest tomorrow. So with that, let's get right into part one as we optimize your life. Our Retirement Expenses, Where Does the Money Go? Part one by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. What will it cost you to live in retirement? You may be asking this question as you plan your future. You could try to answer it by looking at national statistics on living expenses. The Consumer Expenditure Survey from the Bureau of Labor Statistics is widely cited. But truly, you are the only one with the key to the riddle. And the best answer will come from tracking your own actual expenses. To get you started, I'm going to review our major retirement expenses by budget category. Maybe our lifestyle is similar to yours, maybe not, but it can be helpful to hear how others live and then compare their experience with yours. So I offer this view into our financial life. Take it for what it's worth, an example, but not a prescription by any means. Spending is a very personal area. No doubt some will be surprised at what we do and don't spend money on. But the details of our own finances aren't the important part here. Use these numbers and the following discussion as reference points to assess and challenge your own living expenses. For starters, do you know what those expenses are? Are you comfortable that they reflect your true priorities in life? And do you or will you have enough saved to fund them in retirement? The big picture. When I discuss our expenses later in the article, I'll be giving our long-term averages or our target for each spending category. In any given month or year, we might stray from these averages, plus or minus, by a healthy margin. We might spend more because we've had an emergency or a splurge, or we might spend less because we found some bargains or decided to save for later. Our current retirement budget, assuming we lived in a paid-for house, is around $4,500 a month. To simplify this discussion and related comparisons for most people, I'll deal with housing costs separately. I tend to discuss living expenses with housing separately because most people are living in a paid-off house at retirement, not paying rent as we are now. To get you thinking about your own expenses in comparison, let's break this down. Major categories. Number one, groceries. We spend approximately $850 a month at the grocery store. This figure also includes a fair number of non-grocery items, such as household and personal supplies. So perhaps 75% of that number is strictly food. Nevertheless, it's a lot of money. Some people feed themselves on far less. But diet is an area that we prioritize. We buy lots of fresh produce. We buy organic when recommended and not exorbitantly expensive. We could probably do better with pantry management and shopping on sale, but we've made improvements. Altogether, we think that purchasing good food is money well spent, supporting good health and a high quality of life. Number two, healthcare. We spend about $600 a month for our group health insurance plan through Caroline's Public School Teacher Retirement System. In addition to that, we budget about $500 a month for medical and related health expenses, copays, deductibles, prescriptions, massage, etc. For many years, we spent less than this. Last year, we spent more. We are getting older. Many of those recent expenses shouldn't repeat, but you never know. The difficulty with medical expenses is that they can be so unpredictable. Number 3, recreation. Even though it's optional in one sense, this is important to us and one of our largest expenses at about $900 a month. It relates directly to the quality of our life in retirement. That figure is split about evenly between dining out, travel, and other. Those other expenses include outdoor gear, books, movies, shows, and classes. In a pinch, we could reduce our recreation expenses to virtually zero by eating at home, restricting travel, and focusing on free entertainment. At times, we've done that, or close, and we could do it again if we had to. Number 4, transportation. Routine auto expenses have dropped substantially thanks to our new urban lifestyle. We currently budget just a little over $100 a month for gas, and most of that is spent while traveling. We can go most of a month now on a single tank of gas. We also budget about $200 a month for auto repairs and maintenance. That was higher last year due to our older vehicle needing an unexpected major repair. And we pay about $70 a month in auto insurance. So total transportation-related expenses come to about $370 a month. Number 5, home, office, phone, internet. We spend about $500 a month on home and communications. We don't put money into decorating our place the way some do. Still, we need furnishings occasionally, and we have routine maintenance and yard expenses. We throw some money at Verizon and Comcast, the only high-speed internet in our area, each month. We know it can be done cheaper, but these services are vital to our mobility, to my blogging business, and our quality of life. So far, we haven't had the incentive to experiment with cheaper alternatives. Number 6. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled, Our Retirement Expenses, Where Does the Money Go? By Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This article provided yet another reason why tracking spending is one of the most beneficial behaviors when it comes to managing your finances. If you don't know where your money is going now, it's going to be really hard to do any kind of meaningful financial planning. Tracking your spending allows you to grow awareness and mindfulness around your money and spending at every stage of your financial journey. When you're accumulating for retirement, this simple act of tracking can contribute to changing problematic spending behaviors. Last year, I attempted to help a friend get a handle on her finances. And the thing we worked on first was tracking spending. Initially, we built a completely unrealistic budget because she had no awareness of where her money was going. So she way underestimated how much she spends in a month. In our follow-up meetings, when we would review her income and expenses and reconcile that with how much was left in her bank account, it would be off by hundreds of dollars. Why? Because she wasn't tracking spending comprehensively and in the exact moment of making a purchase. More accurate tracking cut her problematic spending in half because she learned how to spend intentionally versus mindlessly swiping her debit card. But that's just the first half of this post. So be sure to come back tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.